bit more. Just a bit more.
It's time for Well Seasoned, thanks to Eden's Box.
Just a tad more.
That's right. It's time for Well Seasoned, one of our newest segments. We're talking all things kite this morning, thanks to our friends at Eden's Box, who have very kindly provided us some of their beautiful organic produce. You can head to edensbox.nz to order yourself a box, and it's a sort of subscription situation. You get sent a box of beautiful produce every week. So there's different size options. You can customize it. And I've got a special guest who's made us some beautiful kai. Morena Ali.
Kia ora whanau.
How are you?
Very good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. This looks amazing and it smells amazing in the studio right now. I wish all of our listeners could smell this. so good. Talk to me a little bit about your journey with food first, because you started the Lebanese Grocer.
I did.
Which
I did.
Is just like such a beautiful spot. I love it so much.
It's meant a lot to us in, in what we've achieved over the last 2.5 years.
Mm.
It was literally a business based on me trying to provide for my family and to try to create a space for the community.
Beautiful.
Something that I felt was missing, especially in the Middle Eastern community.
Mm, so cool. And the food that you've cooked for us today is Lebanese inspired.
Yeah, it is. It's a real popular Middle Eastern dish where every sort of regional part of the Middle East will have their own version of it.
Mm.
And this is a new version that I sort of created just using the ingredients that were available to me at the time.
Mm, so cool. So the ingredients available. Let's list off what was in this box, because there's a lot. There was a lot in there.
There was.
Yeah. We had cabbage, squash, bok choy, beetroot, cauliflower, agria potatoes, leek, baby cos lettuce, apples, avocado, kiwi fruit, oranges. Oh my. So much. And it's all in season somewhat. And yeah, so cool to cook with stuff that's in season. There's a lot of benefits to that.
It really is. Honestly, the fruits sing for themselves. With the box itself, though, it presented with so many different options because it was such a wide variety of fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
But I didn't want to, you know, overdo it, so I decided to choose some of my favourite ingredients to work with,
mm-hmm.
and that's things like cabbage and leeks and pumpkins,
mm-hmm.
and all of those provide with a really wholesome dish.
Cool. Is that something, like, are these ingredients you find you use a lot at the grocer, and you're often sort of like catering things to be quite seasonal?
For sure. The grocer is based around, used to be a little bit more seasonal in terms of when we were changing our menu often,
mm-hmm.
but at the moment we've just stuck to the core things that we do, which are, you know.
You do it so well, like the classics. I just, every time I'm at Flying Out Record Store, I sort of look across the street and I'm like, okay, I think it's time for a treat, and then I go and get myself a falafel, and it's so good. So awesome. But talk us through a little bit about how you made this, what's involved, for the listeners at home who might want to give it a crack themselves.
Yeah, easy. So as soon as we see cabbage in Lebanon, my mum just wants to put rice in it. She wants to stuff it and she wants to slowly cook it. So this is malfouf mache,
mm-hmm.
which translates to stuffed cabbage. Traditionally, it's done with rice.
Mm-hmm.
There's two versions of it. There's a vegetarian version, which is done with like tomato, mint, and onions and rice.
Yum.
And there's another version where they use lamb mince as well.
Mm.
So during Lent for us, it's always the vegetarian version.
Mm.
And this is, I took it even a little bit further because we had no rice. So I used the cauliflower as a version of rice. I ended up substituting the fillings with some of the things that were available in the box. We had leek, pumpkin, a little bit of bok choy. We also cooked down some of the cabbage leaves themselves.
Mm.
And yeah, and then you got this little beauty.
It's so beautiful. It's like, so you've cooked it for a really long time in the pot and then you like flip it upside down,
It upside down and then it sort of presents itself where it holds its shape. Let me serve you some up. So
yum, it looks so good. Oh my gosh. It's like a big, I'm trying to describe it for the listeners at home. It's like a big, beautiful cabbage cake.
Yeah, really.
I feel like I'm getting a piece of cake right now. So good. Yeah, this is something I feel like you see quite a lot in Middle Eastern cuisine, right? Like the stuffed cabbage leaves and stuffed vine leaves and
Stuffed vine leaves. They do kousa, which is also a zucchini, and, you know, They tend to just like stuff anything.
Yeah.
Awesome. So this is a couple of pieces. And then the juice that we've cooked it in is just watered down tomato paste with like garlic and mint.
Mmm, so simple.
Yeah, all very simple.
But you cook it for a really long time.
We do. So I slowly cooked it for about 2.5 hours overnight last night.
Oh my gosh. Everyone, I'm being handed a plate of this beautiful food. It looks so good. Taste test time. Wait, so tell me about how long you cook it for so people don't just have to listen to my chewing.
So it's about 2.5 hours worth of cooking. It's just trying to get the cabbage to fall apart and melt in your mouth.
Oh my God, it does.
Right? And then the filling as well. Because I'd never cooked cauliflower inside cabbage, I had to sort of play around with the timing as well. So I kept checking it and it kept still being raw inside. So I was like, okay, I need to cook it for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I need to cook it for a little bit longer. And wow. I just let it rest overnight and then turned it back on today for an hour.
That's so beautiful. The cauliflower really nice rice is really good.
Yeah, right? It still has texture to it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so this is like just 100% vegetables,
100%
pretty much.
Vegetables from the Eden's box. So
amazing. Oh, my gosh. You understood the assignment.
Yeah, right?
Oh, so delicious. So nice to make food that's very veggie forward and like in season.
It is.
And like, I mean, do you quite like getting like a creative task like this and sort of having to like interpret it in your own way? Or you like the things that
I do. Right? Yeah, I love the challenge. Mm. The idea of just going, oh, okay, so this is all I have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh, so delicious. Thank you so much,
Ellie.
Oh,
you guys can have this whole plate. This is all you guys, share it.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to, don't worry, everyone. I know you're all wondering what it looks and tastes like. I can't give you any to taste, but you heard, Ellie, it's not too hard to make at home, eh? I reckon people could give this a crack.
Well, I'm going to be posting a little how to roll on my socials. Yeah, so you guys can connect the two together. You can jump on and sort of, you know, have a look at how we've created some of this food.
Wow, the power of the internet, everybody. Head over to the Lebanese Grocer socials to see some tutorials on how to roll and stuff your own cabbage at home. Thank you so much to Eden's Box. Thank you so much, Ellie.
Oh,
it's been so cool. And this is delicious. This is my breakfast and I'm
so
stoked
for
that. Of course. That was well seasoned. You're a 95 BFM breakfast. Get cooking, everyone. Get amongst some seasonal produce and make yourself some beautiful kai. And head over to edensbox.nz to see what they've got on offer.
That was well seasoned, thanks to Eden's Box.
Perfect.